Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
What?
On a live drop Friday.
Suck on okay. These big Irish boys.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, we'll get back into the Bears trading the number one overall pick to the Carolina Panthers
the
coming up
Bears?
In a few minutes. But I'm trying to do the math here. And right now, Mike, you have to help me out with this. I'm trying to do the math right now. The Lakers trail the Raptors right now, early in the third, 81-75.
Yeah.
But with Portland's loss tonight and the Minnesota Timberwolves loss tonight and the Nuggets loss tonight, I think the Lakers take over first place in the West with a win.
Well, and a coin toss.
Oh, it's a call. Okay,
I think there's an extra piece to it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Well, but look how far they've come. So that's pretty good.
No, it's been a fantastic rally these last couple of weeks, and we've had our level of vexation, consternation. LeBron James getting hurt. Anthony Davis when he had to shove all sorts of stuff up his nose to stop some heavy bleeding after getting popped in the face.
Right in the schnoz.
To the face,
you made
man.
Me bleed my own blood. Yeah, no,
that's
sure.
That's exactly it. And everybody, uh-oh, this is it. And what did he do? He went for 30-22 in a big inspired performance there, and it allowed Frostburg to scream at the top of his lung the phrase that only he can.
The Lakers are bleeping back.
Now we get the expletive because it's Friday
night.
Well, because
the Sixers won and the Timberwolves lost.
The Wolves.
Yeah, the Timberwolves lost.
No, you know what the Lakers don't do, Jason?
What's that?
They don't lose to the LaMelo Ballless Hornets.
Oh, would you stop? We won like 10 LaMelo games in a row,
Ballless,
man.
Yo.
Stop with that. We're in fifth place. We're 10 games over 500. You're still not even
couldn't
at
even
500.
Beat the Kings with cowbell.
Even if you win tonight, you're under 500 still. Stop, man. Just stop.
Hey, the long road begins with the first step. The only thing you've got is a slip.
Harmon, this is game 67. Stop with a first step. It's game 67. It's not game 7. It's game 67.
With Tom Thibodeau as your head coach, it's like game 167 for you guys.
That is true, too.
10 games over 500. We're fine. Dude, we're fine. Wait till Sunday. Wait till we sweep Los Angeles and we're Los Angeles City champions for 2023. I'm going to get a T-shirt made up. LA City champs with the final scores against the Clippers and against the Lakers.
You'll probably be watching the Oscars. Who are you kidding?
Well, the game is before the Oscars.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
The game's at 6:30.
The Oscars. The game is really at 6:30?
It'll be concurrent.
That's a lack of respect for the Oscars because normally LA shuts down for the Oscars, and now the Lakers, we're going to play again.
Yeah, because we're back. It's bigger than the Oscars.
Well, but that's
Lakers
the thing.
And Knicks
we're
are going to play opposite the Oscars. That's insane. This shows you. Listen, honestly,
you didn't know that it was a 6.
No, I thought it was a 3. I thought it was a 3:30 game. I didn't know it was a 6 o'clock game. Serious. I mean, that's what it is. Really, on Sunday opposite the Oscars. The Lakers are going to play a game. That's insane.
That's pretty cool. I'll be in a movie theater probably actually watching a movie.
I'll be in Denzel Washington
from a spring. What's that? In Denzel's?
That just, oh, man. I mean,
they left
really,
it for you.
This is
well,
how.
Well, he'll be at the Oscars, so yeah.
This is how far the Oscars have fallen because, obviously we've seen it and you've seen all these reasons why. Why do people, less people watch the Oscars? Why, who knows what's going to happen? Everybody's, is someone going to get slapped or punched this year? I'll watch. But. They would never schedule a game opposite the Oscars. Never, because Los Angeles shuts down for the Oscars. It's the Super Bowl here every single year. It's the Oscars. It's the big. But because it's become just another award show that you watch or don't watch, you talk about or don't talk about, you watch the movies, you don't watch the movies. I mean, the Lakers, yeah. Oh, isn't that game opposite the Oscars? Yeah, we don't care. People still watch.
I think it's because they're playing the Knicks is why this is happening, because they know the Lakers are going to blow them out.
That's just insane.
But also counter-programming. The people that don't care go watch sports.
Yeah, but people in L.A., you would think people in L.A. would all watch the Oscars. Doesn't matter. This L.A. is Hollywood, man. You hear it all the time.
It's Hollywood. Yeah, but there's a lot of people in L.A. I mean, we've got millions and billions and billions that we go through, and a lot of them couldn't really give a rip about the Oscars.
So if the Super
because it's
Bowl,
the 37th award show.
37.
Shut up. So if the Super Bowl was here, you'd be okay with the Lakers scheduling a game opposite
damn right,
the Super Bowl?
Damn right, because we're back.
Why not? Have at it.
Because we're back. I don't want to go to the Super Bowl.
Sure.
I want to go see the Lakers. Oh, stop. Stop. You don't do that. You know, when something big is going on, if someone's having
why do you have to bow down to them? Screw that. If you can't fill 18,000 people in that scenario, then you ought to fold up shop.
Again, this shows you how far they've fallen that you're going to wind up doing this. And I'm sure you're going to wind up filling it because the Oscars isn't it's not nearly what it used to be. And it's just another show.
Maybe you
now.
Should start making some good movies.
Man, I'll tell you, it is insane. It is insane.
Like that Maverick
watch
movie?
The Maverick movie? My God, what was that?
Tar again.
I'm not about fixing anything because, I like to see competition. But, boy, the Oscars go a long way towards people watching if they would just plant some momentum that Top Gun Maverick could win Best Picture.
Ugh.
And then if it actually won, come on. I mean, really, it's going to be
right,
boring.
But if you watch it, does that mean you're going to sit and watch an award show to validate your ticket?
Yeah, they will.
No, you're
going to
watch on Twitter while you're saying the Lakers are back.
You're rooting for things. You're watching to see what happens. And look, you had a guy punch a guy last year at the Oscars. Come on, man. I mean, that's I don't know what's
going to happen this
year.
Out of his mouth.
I don't know. But because look, what's going to happen?
And you got Jimmy Kimmel. A lot of people don't like Jimmy Kimmel.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is going to win the big awards, and because it's not even close. And even if they don't win, it's going to be movies that barely anybody saw. And you can't do that anymore. You can't do it. You can't just keep the problem with the Oscars is they keep doing it like they did it 15 years ago, 25 years ago, 30, and it doesn't work. You need to continue to evolve, and they just don't do it. And that's why you're sitting here saying, yeah, Knicks and Lakers are going to be on the opposite. And they'll probably do good numbers. People are going to go see.
Right.
It's probably going to be a thing because the Oscars has become just another show. They make it look like the Golden Globes because now it's this intimate, we're at a dinner party. Put it back in a bleeping theater, man, where it looks like it's a big deal, where people are sitting together in the front row all throughout the whole thing. They still try to – they haven't evolved enough, and it's still the same movies, and people are done. As much as you and I might like a movie like Everything Everywhere All at Once or The Banshees of Inisherin, hey, we saw there is a clock on that. There is a clock on nominating movies that nobody gets to see, and that clock has struck midnight.
Jason, I hate to break it to you. Oscars are being held at the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
So there's a couple of things to that.
Right? So that's good.
So it is back.
So there are 97 award shows.
There's a lot of award shows.
I upped my number from 37. But, like, they've been giving away awards for a long time. It's like, all right, what's the current count? They've won 12. They won a bunch in Europe. Like, it's award season for the last three bleeping months. So the Oscars at this point, once upon a time, they were the only ones anybody talked about or cared about. Now, here's the BAFTA Awards, and here's the Independent Spirit Awards, and here's this, and here's that, and here's the Slime Awards from Nickelodeon, and the MTV Awards. Movie Awards, right? The MTV Movie Awards. Let's go through. Where they celebrate all of your box office draws, Best Kiss, and all of that kind of stuff. Whereas the Oscars still try to pretend, hey, you've got to make a film. Not a movie, a film that's worth watching. And what's really scary is I know off the best pictures, I think I've seen all but like two of them, including the one that's probably going to win. I haven't seen it.
But that's the whole point, is that you used to be able to do that, and now you can't. You can't do that anymore. Because, but these are the movies. Why can't you nominate something like Avengers Endgame? When you talk
really,
about
it's not even a real movie.
Achievement in filmmaking, right?
No, people in it.
What is it all about? Sure, I don't care if it was in front of a green screen. It was still an amazing movie, and Robert Downey Jr. was incredible. And all the we talk about
Nobody's
his performances in a movie more than we talk about how good somebody was in this low-budget movie or this movie about a guy who's lost his wife and his kid, and now he lives by himself on a lighthouse, and an alien comes up. And then they start dating. I mean, look, this is a great idea for a movie, by the way. And then they get chased by the police, and the alien goes back in the water, and then the person turns into an alien. There's a big shootout at the end, and they climb to the top of the Empire State Building. I mean, enough of that, right? It's got to be movies that people see, because people are just not seeing that now. It's okay. We're in the age of peak television, right? Wong said that in She-Hulk.
There's an award show for those movies, Jason. It's called the Razzies.
You got to find a way. It's easy to find a way. You just have to do more work finding it. Can't just be, these are the movies because they're serious movies. Right. All you're doing is showing me that movies that nobody has seen, that nobody continues to talk about, that have no bearing on pop culture, where we talk about it 5, 10, 15 years after it's done. No, let's have a movie that no one's even going to talk about after it's over. I mean, look at the litany of movies. But that was okay for a while because that's what it was. But just like NBA All-Star Game and the Pro Bowl, it's seen its day. There's nothing we can do. And it's just about trying to keep what we have going forward, except the Oscars falling off a cliff. They've gone from like 40 million viewers down to like 9 million. You know, Amazon with the horrible slate of games they had on Thursday night last year. More people were watching Jags-Titans than we're going to watch the Oscars on Sunday. That's how it is.
The slap was the jump the shark moment for the movie industry.
Man,
that's it.
Put out a good movie.
I'll tell you.
I did like The Banshees. If you want to watch a movie that has been broken up in parts by Apple TV, Shrinking is really good with Jason Segel and Harrison Ford.
Or you just tell Jimmy Kimmel to beat it and you have Cocaine Bear host.
Well, that's the best.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Didn't they do that with on a Simpsons episode at some point where they had Gentle Ben, where they had a microphone strapped to his head? And then he went
Sounds about right.
You know, there's worse things than taking ideas from the Simpsons.
Simpsons did it.
There's worse things than that.
So,
right,
Jason,
there.
Because the Oscars are being held on Sunday here, courtside seats, only 3,700, man. You in?
Let's go.
Oh, that's it?
That's it
for the game, really?
We could sit in Denzel's seat.
Okay. All right. Good. I'd want to sit there.
All right. Cool. Tickets on you.
Can we sit next to Flea? I want to sit next to Flea. I want to sit between Flea and who else? I want to sit between Flea and Dr. Dre. That's who I want to sit between. Can we do that?
What about Jeannie Buss? Can we sit by Jeannie?
Ooh. Well, I want to
sit on Jay's lap.
I want to sit between Jeannie and Jay Moore. I want to sit between the two.
There's no room in between.
I want to sit between. Why? There's got to be a seat there.
No seat between.
Why can't I? I can sit between.
You can sit on his lap.
I don't want it. No, I don't want it. No, that's not going to be comfortable. I want to be able to spread out a little bit and have something to eat and have a drink and stuff. I don't want to do that. That's not going to be fun.
We should go, though. Oh, actually, I won't be back in town. Never mind. I can't. it does sound exciting to go. And then
really?
Like,
you want to see the Lakers kill the Knicks?
I may actually go see the Mets in spring training.
It really sounds like fun to go, except I don't want to. Oh, okay. Great. Well, thank you.
Mike, you should just go poke your eyes out for free. Watching the Mets in spring training.
No, the Mets are right. Yeah, where you are in Florida. We're in the mobiletirerack.com.
That's right, out here
Harmon in
Florida
for the weekend. And your
family's
there.
Graciously, they put me up here in Tampa. Very cool.
Your parents live in St. Lucie?
They are in Clearwater. You could take your whole family.
Yeah, they're going to come out to see my daughter. We were at the IMG Academy. You want to talk about a very strange place. We stood and watched we watched the guys that were working out in the batting cage, and the ball, you know, hitting the bat was just the sweetest sound. Mm. And then the huge soccer fields, and over
the
there
Mets
the
lacrosse
guys are working, and there's some field goal kickers. It's like, what a great place. What a wonderful place this is.
Don't forget your number one job there is to go to that split-level McDonald's that people say is the greatest McDonald's in the world. Like, you make sure that's your stop. You got to stop there.
I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah,
come on. Driving down to Orlando to get some more Chicago-style pizza because there's Giordano's down there.
Yeah, dude, you have to go to the greatest McDonald's in the world. I can't believe I didn't get to go.
What
I gotta
makes
go back
it
to Orlando
the greatest?
Just to go there. Because it's like the 2 or 3 level McDonald's. And they have,
is the sauce
extra,
better or what?
No, supposedly they have extra.
Just because they have more room and levels, it makes the food better?
Would you let me talk and I'll tell you, but
you know
they
have two-story ones here.
Do they still have a ball pit?
There's no. No, come on.
There's a two-story McDonald's here.
Ball pit. No, where's a two-story McDonald's here in L.A.?
On the corner of PCH and Western in Harbor City.
No way. PCH, Western, McDonald's. There's a two-level McDonald's.
Two-level. It's huge.
Hang on.
Huge.
McDonald's. I'm looking that up right now. Hang on.
Oh, it's legit.
McDonald's. There is a McDonald's. Hang on. Look at the. I'm looking at the photos right now.
Corner of Western and PCH.
Oh, my God. It is a split-level McDonald's. Oh, wow.
You just blew his mind.
But why are they showing pictures of the food? Show me the pictures of the place. I want to see
the place
looks
is
like
off
upstairs.
The chains. You've never been there?
No.
You want to go to Florida? Been?
I didn't know till 8 seconds ago there was a split-level McDonald's. Oh,
and now
man.
It's like a trip to Mecca.
Okay. Wow.
Pam, Zoe, get in the car.
PCH and Western. Harbin, you got the rest of the show? I'm heading out.
No, there you
I'll
go.
Call you know what I get did there. Here?
What's funny, though, is as I was getting ready to go to the airport, I did watch The Founder again.
Oh, okay. Nice.
What a fantastic movie. Michael Keaton and Nick Offerman. Mm. Yeah.
Twitter and about a fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome. Yeah, I'm going to that McDonald's. PCH and Western. I'm going there.
I'm going.
It's the most love Harbor City has ever gotten.
Shopping for tires can be, well, deflating. Not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping and free road hazard protection are just the start. Did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and a comfortable ride. They share their results so you can make an informed choice. Go to TireRack.com/sports and tell them what you drive. If you're not sure where to begin, that's cool. Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection. Mobile tire installation is available in many areas where they bring new tires to you at home or work and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, coming up next, we get back into the biggest NFL story of the day. I love and hate what the Bears did all at once. Keep it right here. Fuck.
And now they're banging each other.
Tell Allen.
Wet balls.
Am I on?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You get back in there. What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lakers, yo!
I'll tell you, I remember walking on campus at Syracuse for the first time, and this is the big song playing
in
clubs.
You and Jim Boeheim holding hands?
Oh, it's Technotronic! Yeah, me and Boeheim in the big plaid jacket. Oh, sure. Hey, can you play Technotronic? I want to hear Technotronic pumping up the jam.
Did you use this as bumper music when you were Jason Mason?
Oh, I played this song all the time. Are you kidding? Pump up the jam, and then what was the other, this beat is Technotronic. This, oh yeah, yeah. I spun those records back in the day, Mike Harbin. I'll tell you.
The phraseology right there just made my head hurt.
Except we played them off of things called carts, which looked like a big 8-track tape that you pushed into the slot, and you pressed it, and it played the song all the way to the end.
No, that's pretty sweet.
That's what you play.
Technology, yeah. And stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All those songs off of carts. Oh, yeah. Pump up the
jam. I mean, you had all the hits of the 90s and today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that was a different station. We played Top 40. The other stations were the big hits of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today.
So did you carry your crates on your shoulder like a badass, or?
No.
Did you have a giant boombox like you were Radio Raheem?
No, you were not allowed to bring the music out of the DJ booth. You couldn't bring the music out because people would do that so they could record the songs, they could take them home, and people would lose the songs. It's like, I haven't played Like a Prayer all day. Wilbur can find the song. People want to hear it. We got to play Like a Prayer.
Smith took it home and he screwed it up.
Jason, I said crates, like what you hold your records in.
Oh, no, they were all no, they're
no
always
great,
there.
Joe.
You don't carry; they're always there. You don't have to bring your own. You didn't have to bring your own music to play it.
That would have been even better.
No, that's how you make people like know you're legit.
That's it. What's he doing? Again, he's going in for his radio shift. What has he got? He's got a wagon of crates behind
him. He brings his own jams.
Coming up right now, Rocket Queen, as we finish playing the entire Guns N' Roses Appetite for Destruction album. Coming up next, Welcome to the Jungle, as we play the album all over again right here. Doon, 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 doon,
doon, doon, doon, doon. That's a guy that didn't trust his bicycling abilities or scootering on campus.
I'll tell you,
I brought that one album.
I used to have so much anxiety when I first started, so much anxiety about playing songs that weren't queued up and having dead air and that. I had so much anxiety about it. Like, I would have dreams. I would wake up and it would be, oh, man. And it's for so long. And it took me a long time to get to the point where if a song's not queued up, it's not my fault. But it was like, you know, you have dead air and people are turning off.
What
and everything
do you mean it's not your fault?
Oh, man. No, because what you do is if you play the song, like, so let's say I'm supposed to play King of Wishful Thinking, right, by Go West. That was a big song we played for pretty
I'll
long.
Get over
so,
you.
Right. So you would play the song, and at the song ended, you had to press the button that would re-cue button that would take it to the beginning of the song, and then you took it out and you put it back in its spot. And because you couldn't check the songs all the time because you didn't have enough time when you're playing songs, because it took a while to cue the song, like, you had to hope that the person before you, you know, played the song, you know, queued it up. And more than once, like, I would press the button for a song
and there was Dio
and there's dead air and there's nothing and there's no song, and you're like, ah, you're like Howard Stern when he spills the stuff, and you're grabbing behind you frantically for just a song to put it in play, and it could be any song, just so you have something on the air. Oh, the anxiety for that, I can't even tell you. Because then there would be a phone call, and it was because the station was being run by other students like you that thought they were better than you and knew more. They would say, hey, you know, I listened to the station. I heard, how come there was dead air right there? Well, King of Wishful Thinking wasn't queued up, so you didn't have another song.
Why is Paul Giamatti calling me again?
That was W.
Why does he keep playing Judas Priest?
W.N. Screaming for vengeance! That's not, we're a top 40 station. I don't care. I'm playing heavy metal if I want to play it. And then he would call and they would say stuff like, you know, you got to, but why didn't you have another song queued up? I go, because I had the three commercials queued up before. And well, why couldn't you take one out? I'm like, oh, dude, come on, man. It just happened. Don't sit here and you just want to make it, you know, I want to pretend you're my boss and you can talk down to me. Oh man. The anxiety
that.
Over that.
They were piling up over Jason Mason. It makes so much sense now. Frostburg, Tysher.
Was insane.
Oh, yeah. All of that's there. It just makes so much sense.
Couldn't just call yourself Anthony Mason?
I couldn't stand it. No, it was already taken. People would know that. People still know Jason Mason, man. I'm one of the big success stories of Syracuse. Hey, look at this guy. What Syracuse radio now. Big-time national broadaster now going on two decades. Look at him.
You and Betty.
That is me. A goal before I'm done. Are you going to go out without choosing a successor or like tell someone and then you're going to be, mail it in for a couple of years? The goal is to do a show like the Harry Chapin song, W-O-L-D.
It's
like, this is what I play. You like it. You have the familiar voice. It makes people feel good because they, you know, it's like having a cup of coffee with your friend. Yeah, that's the goal before I go out when I'm old.
No, I like your Bayham idea of just every couple of weeks we get questions about how much longer you guys going to go. We talk about picking our successors. Then I get mad and say it's my decision, and then Fox gets mad and pushes me out like Syracuse pushed Bayham out, and he's realizing I probably shouldn't have said that. No, I like that. I like that idea. I like that.
No, it's good.
Successor, a show in waiting. What are you going to do until Jason and Mike retire? Oh, I don't have a job. I got to wait. It could be a while. I got to wait. I just got to wait for that.
Get that coffee to go.
That could work. We're going to name our successor at Fox Sports Radio.
That would be nice.
That would be great.
That type of job security.
My successor is going to be Pete Alonso. That's who's coming in.
When he's done, he's coming in.
Welcome to the Pete Alonso Show.
And now it's time for the Panda Hour.
With Pat Fitzgerald. And then that's who you name as your successor. That's who there's a show right there.
There you have it.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, for now at least, here at Fox Sports Radio. The Bears traded the number one pick in the NFL draft today.
Yeah, they did.
And I can both love the haul and hate the trade at the same time. And
well,
this is
part of it is that you just hate me, and
true.
It's a transitive property.
buddy, you're my best friend. I don't hate you. Look, I can love the haul and hate the trade at the same time. Those two things can both be true. Because what the Bears got, they moved down to number 9, which it's a little far to go down. But when you realize 4 of those top 8 picks are going to be quarterbacks, okay, so now you realize you're not going to take a quarterback. So, hey, you can go get somebody pretty good. You know, you're only fighting against – it's like moving from 1 to 4 because you're worried about the non-quarterbacks, right? So I don't mind that so much. You get another set. You get a second round pick this year. You get a first round pick next year. You get a second round the year after that, and you get DJ Moore. And I love that haul because you've gotten 4 more picks that are going to wind up being hopefully starters for you. Maybe they're really big time impact players, and you get a really good wide receiver. You know, you get a top 20 NFL wide receiver. So now suddenly with that wide receiver room of Darnell Mooney, who was a little bit overrated, but he's not bad. Chase Claypool, little overrated, but he's not bad. DJ Moore is good. Just had nobody to throw him the football the last couple of years. Suddenly now you've done a good thing in remaking the team, and the haul you got for that trade was great. I'm there's no but for that part of it. The haul the Bears got, I love it. Yes, moving from 1 to 9 is okay, but when I break it down that way, you're not really moving that much. I love the haul the Bears got. Ryan Poles did a great job when he decided to make that trade, which I knew they were going to do for a while. What they got was great. I have no issue with that. I think it was a big success story for you, buddy, and I'm happy for you.
Well, you know, it's a lot like when they had Matt Damon stay awake for 96 straight hours when he did that crypto commercial, and fortune favors the bold. I mean, that's a tagline you use here. Is you decided trading out of the number one, the best offer you got. I think the boldness of it is also you still have a month to the draft, and you decided to make this trade. That's the one thing that's curious to me, just from a timing perspective. But we know we're getting into the legal tampering era and free agency and all of that are beginning in earnest next week. So part of it, looking at the calendar as well. But for Ryan Poles, clearly taking the team in a different direction than the predecessors, at least on the surface right now, right? Questions about what the running game will look like, and coming back, Herbert was hurt and Montgomery may or may not come for a while. It looked like Saquon Barkley might be an answer. Well, that's gone. But you're looking at putting everything into Justin Fields, and I know that makes folks nervous. And when we talk about the quarterback position, that once you get past those first 6 or 7 guys, it now becomes the, all right, what does our offense look like? Where are we trying to move things? And does this guy fit the suit, as it were, the old Johnny Bravo reference? And they must like Fields enough to think that by putting the component parts around him that they could push him to that next level. And at the same time, looking and evaluating the quarterbacks here, because that was done, and the two can be done in tandem, right? Even if they haven't done a lot of extensive interviewing outside of the putt-putt golf and the creative games they played at the combine, that they decided on the tape alone that it was going to take a lot for someone to wow them and have them move off Justin Fields, or a team to be completely desperate, light up the bat phone, and send them down the highway towards that trade. Instead, you trade back to 9. Now the curiosity is, what does Carolina do?
The thing is now, to get to Carolina coming up in a few minutes,
but
the thing about the Bears, and this is what I hate, and this is why both things can be true.
Yeah, well, okay.
When you pick number 1 overall, you don't get to do that very often. You have a chance to get a generational quarterback, and but there's 4 guys. Yeah, do your job. Do your job as evaluators. Yeah, pick the right guy.
But are they generational guys, though, Smith? That's the problem. Just saying, hey, there's 5 guys.
I don't want Bryce Young because he doesn't weigh as much as I'd like to. That's ridiculous.
Well, there might be other parts of the evaluation to him besides his size.
What else? I mean, what else is there for the guy besides his size? There's nothing else.
We've got plenty of college guys that have been great.
There's nothing else. He's great. He's a guy that projects so well into the NFL. But yet, maybe he needs to be. Well, you knew how tall. He has no problem in college, right?
Right, but he's not the consensus number 1. The betting odds tell you that.
Well, he should be. I mean, look, I
get it. You love him, and you've already started working on your self-drawn tattoo on what you call a calf. But the fact of the matter is, he's a guy. One minute you're hearing, hey, Richardson could be number one. You got a couple of guys that like Levis over here. C.J. Stroud, we'll talk to Todd Furman next hour, became the favorite in the overseas betting markets. I mean, there's a lot going on. So what does that say to me? Nobody has a consensus. It's a pick your poison. And which guy, which flavor of quarterback do you like most?
I'm sorry, people are scared of Bryce Young. And the Bears were scared.
Everybody's scared. It's not about evaluation process. It's they're scared. Come on.
You watch the guy on tape for what he's done the last few years, and he is fantastic.
He's like 4'11".
Maybe he's not tall. We've seen not tall quarterbacks play well. We've seen it happen. We've seen that.
They're outliers, buddy.
He doesn't weigh.
They're outliers.
We see more smaller quarterbacks playing. Drew Brees was 6 feet. He's fine. Russell Wilson, 6 feet.
Why do we do that, though? You're doing the same thing. It's like everybody gets compared to Tom Brady. Oh, he's a late draft pick. And look at him, he's Tom Brady. Drew Brees is the outlier, though.
I just gave you four guys. I just gave you four. Smaller quarterbacks can play now. But because
It's still four guys.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Out of a league with 100-year history.
It doesn't matter. You see, I watch teams talk themselves out of quarterbacks so often. I go, okay, they're going to do it again with Bryce Young. And if Bryce Young goes to the Texans, it's going to be great. We're going to be going, boy, how did Bryce Young fall off of number
one?
He was a little small. That's what people are going to say. It's like, what are we doing? Why did Patrick Mahomes go 17th? Well, because he played at a school that just throws the football a lot, and we didn't know if he translate. I mean, come on. You're quarterback evaluators, man. You got to know this. This is what you do for a living.
Well, that's why they all get fired.
This is why. I mean,
you're fired.
You sleep on Bryce Young at your own peril. And
Mahomes was picked 10th, buddy.
It's ignoring the fact that let's see what this guy has put on tape and what he's actually done on the field versus, oh, I don't like how he looks in person. It's not like he had a different body when he was playing. It's not like, well, I put on my suit now and now I'm 6'3", 225.
You leave James Harden alone.
Then I take that suit off and suddenly I look so much smaller and thinner. No, you've seen what he does, but I get a little nervous about him now. And I love Anthony Richardson. Why? Well, look at the physical stuff he does. He does backflips. He's fast. He's big. He's heavy. Hey, if he was an elite quarterback, why didn't he play elite last year?
Well, he played completed, good, what, 53% of his
I feel like the line from Moneyball. Hey, if what was the guy they're talking about? Geronimo? If Geronimo's such a good hitter, why doesn't he hit good? Right? If Anthony Richardson is such a good quarterback, why didn't he play good? If he's such a great quarterback, why didn't he play great? You know, that's a thing, right? We're going to project here and think he can do this and do that. When Bryce Young is showing you, look at all the skills I have. Look at all the skills. You want to not draft? Okay, that's fine. You want to not draft? Because when you draft him, you're building the offense around him. So you're building around what he does well. You're going to protect him. You're going to give him a chance to succeed. I mean, that's what all teams do. You want to sleep on him? Go ahead. You want to be afraid to draft Bryce Young? Fine. You want to be afraid to go get the guy? That's fine. That's right. Everybody's going to realize and go, okay, we screwed that up. And in 5 years, we're going to go, man, how did the Panthers not take him there? Boy, how did the Bears trade that pick? They could have had him instead. Justin Fields is now playing for the Jets because it didn't work out with Aaron Rodgers. And so now he's playing with the Jets, and maybe he can. That's what we're going to be in 5 years. That's what we're going to be. I mean, I hope not, because although I do have the gif of Justin Fields in a Jets uniform that I keep sending you. So there is that.
Dude, the Jets drafted Zach Wilson. What the hell do you know about a draft pick?
You mean me or the Jets? You mean me?
Well, you
or the,
say
there's
we.
There's a difference.
So. I
have to. Well, because I put more emotionally into it than a lot of players do. So there's that. I can say that.
Well, speaking of we, the Lakers are back.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Oh, you did it.
The Lakers did it.
It's a live drop Friday, and I know I promised NFL talk here, but we're going to have to get to that coming up
NFL,
in a few minutes.
Because
something really big has just happened. Let's have our music. This is really big deal. The Lakers were leading the Raptors 122-110 with just a couple of seconds left. 110 points meant free tacos.
Yeah, it did.
But the Raptors dunked with no time left. The Lakers win 122-112. No free tacos.
Those bastards.
This was an epic Lakers fail, right? This wouldn't have happened with LeBron. LeBron would have made sure everybody got time. So much that the Lakers keep winning and playing better without LeBron. No, but LeBron would have made sure everybody got tacos, man. This is an epic fail.
A dunk with 12.4 seconds remaining, and you had the crowd losing their minds, like, and they got the ball, and they ran out the 24-second clock, so there's 17.4 left. Raptors bring it in, and they go in for the dunk, and it goes from a raucous, what a celebration of victory, to boo, you stole my tacos, you dirty, rotten, etc.
He would have stopped that last bucket and made sure everybody got tacos.
Well, but that's the thing. I mean, that's your job to protect the rim at that point.
You had
this guy's
job
to try to screw up the tacos. His ass is getting knocked into the lane. You want to earn him at the foul line? Great, but you ain't getting a free dunk, jerk.
Say what you want about
his ass.
How much better the Lakers are without LeBron, but he would have got us tacos. Speaking of LeBron James, maybe he's upset about the tacos. He just put out this tweet right after the game. Man, I love this team. Hashtag Lake Show. In other words, don't forget about me. I know that we're playing well and I'm not on the court, but don't forget I'm a big part
and
of this team.
And we like you too, LeBron. Stay home, old man.
Beat it.
Don't forget about me. I'm still good. I'll still come back. I mean, maybe I won't come back, but I'm still part. Hey, make sure you give me part of the success, even though they're winning without me. And AD can score 6 points, and we can still find a way to win a game. It's all, you know, just don't forget about me.
Don't you?
I'd have got
you tacos. Forget about me.
I'd have got tacos.
We don't need you. Stay away. Go keep talking about Bronny being a top 10 pick and all that stuff.
Yeah, we didn't get tacos. Beat it, LeBron. We wanted tacos. With this win now, the Lakers are a half game out of eighth.
Out of first? Or
And they are one game out of seventh and one game out of sixth. 1.5 games out of fifth.
It's all happening.
This is
now
how close the Lakers are now. Hey, look, to be real, they're also just a half game out of 11th. So there is that. But look onward and upward for the Lakers as they continue to win without LeBron James.
Find your wins. That's right. You shut up.
Look at the Lakers.
Lakers are back, baby.
Look at the Lakers. Look at them winning without LeBron. It's so awesome. It's so unbelievable.
Stay home.
No, but seriously, he's very taco savvy. Like he puts Taco Tuesday tweets out there. He's very taco savvy. Would have made sure there was no bucket there at the end. I'm being serious about it. He would have made sure.
He might have blocked
tacos.
It. Yeah, you're right.
He would have made sure everybody got tacos. So that's the epic fail for the Lakers.
You know what? He wants to be a hero. Stand out there with $10 bills. There you go. Let's go.
Would Lakers fans be upset if he strained a muscle blocking the final layup to get them tacos and he missed a game or two? Like, would that be worth it? Hey, he's got us tacos, but he's going to miss the next game. Would that be worth it?
Not as upset as you were when he didn't show up to Blaze Pizza.
I was very upset
about
that.
That's a good point.
I was very upset about that.
Twitter
it out about a Fresca. Mike, it's Swollen Dome. Don't forget, our Best Of podcast goes up right after the show is over. You can get it on iTunes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, it is there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate, subscribe us. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Coming up next, back into a big story in the NFL. The Packers are pushing Aaron Rodgers out the door. Fox.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.